This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for July 28th. I'm Paul Plack. A spokesman for Roush Fenway Racing has confirmed to the Associated Press that Jack Roush was at the controls of his Raytheon Premier yesterday when the bizjet crashed on final for 3-6 at Oshkosh. Roush and his only passenger both survived. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has sent a team of investigators to Saudi Arabia to help with its investigation of yesterday's cargo plane accident in Riyadh. Indiana State Police are reporting that 59-year-old Philip Krueger yesterday crashed his World War I vintage SE-5A single-engine fighter for the second time in just over 2 years. He's okay. Sikorsky says its X2 technology demonstrator unofficially broke the speed record for rotorcraft on Monday, hitting 225 knots during a one-hour test flight at the Development Flight Center in Florida. USA Today yesterday ran a story attacking Air Venture. It misrepresents accident statistics and is subheaded, "Air Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin has history of fatal crashes," unquote. The Brookings Institution released a study Monday suggesting that a vibrant GA industry in the U.S. is a major contributor to U.S. exports. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has announced an insurance plan for member instructors which covers some situations which have been all but uninsurable in the past. And the team from Penn Manor High School in Pennsylvania, which won the Team America Rocketry Challenge this spring, went on to win the international finals last week in the UK. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Doug Stewart, chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, about some important new benefits for members, especially CFIs. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.